The book of Genesis, the second chapter, the 25th verse, it says, Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Just that verse alone, if I were to use as a subject from which to talk in the short time that I have this morning, my subject simply would be this: being true to the real you. Being true to the real you. Being true to the real you. Every day, the real you is being disguised by your experiences, your title, your condition, your situation, or the opinion of others. Every day we are acting as if we are somebody else other than ourselves. We try to conform to what society wants us to be rather than being what God has called us to be. You didn't hear me. We try to conform to what society wants us to be rather than being what God has called us to be. W.E.B. Du Bois once said that as African American people, we wear two masks, one for white America and one for Black America. When we deprive ourselves of being our authentic self, then we are depriving God of manifesting his true nature in us. I'm going to say that again. Whenever we deprive ourselves of being our authentic self, then we are depriving God of manifesting his true nature through us. The Bible makes it clear that there's an inner power in us, that there's the inner spirit in us that God is looking at. But too often, we are consumed with our outer garment. Shakespeare said that we are all actors on the stage of life. And the whole world is our theater. And all of us long to be applauded for the role that we play in life. And too many of us try to take on the role or character of others and try to be them instead of our true, authentic self. We try to be Denzel Washington. We try to be Oprah. We try to be Sinatra. We try to be everybody but who we really are. And while we are good at fooling man and good at fooling audiences and good at fooling other people about our outer appearance, God truly knows about our inner being. God is more concerned with your inner beauty than he is with your outer identity. I need you to hear that this morning. God is more concerned with your inner beauty than he is concerned about your outer identity. In 1 Peter 3:3-4, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and the putting on of your gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is God's sight, which in God's sight is very, very, very precious." Now, I just added a couple of verbs there, but it's very, very precious. What am I trying to get you to see? That inside of you is a precious thing. Inside of you is God's true identity. Inside of you is your true beauty. I was watching Dr. Oz not too long ago, and he was talking about how women were going on television and they were changing their outer garment, their outer appearances. They were getting their nose done and their chin was being tucked in so the chin wouldn't be longer anymore. And they were trying to address their outer beauty, but when you started talking to the individuals who were experiencing this outer beauty, they realized and people began to realize it wasn't the outside that was the problem, it was the inside. They needed to focus more on the inner spirit of them rather than the outer beauty of them. In 1 Samuel 16:7, the Bible says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, for the Lord has rejected that. The Lord sees not as man sees," watch this now, "but the Lord sees as his own spirit will see him." Man sees the outside, but God sees the inner side. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks where? At the inward heart. The real you is not the outside, but the inside. In Psalms 139:14-16, David says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven into the depths depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me. I'm telling you, God knows the inside of you. The problem is that you got to start knowing the inside of you. The Bible makes it clear so that you must know who you are in order for God to really get to connect with you. Be you so God can manifest himself in you. Did you hear what I just said? Be you so that God can manifest himself in you. In the book of Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, the 10th verse, the Bible says, for we are his His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should what? Walk right in them. So God is saying what? You need to be you so what? I can manifest myself in you. We were made and created in the image of God and right after his likeness. So whatever we are doing, we're doing it but to manifest the power and the presence of God. When you live your authentic self, humility is shown and God exalts you. In 1 Peter 5:6, the Bible says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may what? He may exalt you, that you may be elevated. In other words, don't worry about what other folks are saying about you. Don't worry about how other people are characterizing you. Don't worry about what other people are saying you should do or you shouldn't do. If you humble yourself, watch how God exalts you, and he will make the enemies your footstool. I need you to be you. The real, authentic you has got to come out. Paul makes it clear, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you got to have an internal revolution take place before you can manifest an external revolution in the world. In the book of Psalm, the 20th chapter, the 7th verse, the Bible makes it clear, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord. We trust in the one God who is the creator of us, our creator of us all. Your real you should be talked about with consistency in good works. Your real you should be talked about with consistency in good works. So the Bible says in Philippians 1:27, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. That means whatever you are doing in life, do it in good season and out of season, in season and out of season. Don't do it just because things are going well in your life. Do you, be nice even when people are being mean to you, because the real you is what people are going to look at, and the real you is what God is going to judge you on. The real you, and that real you is the nature and the image of God himself. The real you is to please God, not man. So stop trying to please man. Stop trying to say what man wants you to say. Stop trying to do what man wants you to do. In the book of Galatians, the 1st chapter and the 10th verse, he says, Paul is talking, he says, for am I now seeking the approval of man? Or am I seeking the approval of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. My dear friends, we got to stop trying to please man and we got to start pleasing God. So many people said, Jesse, don't get involved in politics. Don't run. Just stay doing what you're doing. But I'm not running to please man. I'm running to please God. And God has given me a calling to speak to the least of these, to speak to on behalf of those who are hurt, to speak on behalf of those who want change. And I'm not running to please man. I'm running to establish the power of God right here on earth. He said, My responsibility and your responsibility is to make heaven right here on earth. And so we need to love each other, respect each other, and appreciate each other. And if we do that in love and in honor and respect, then we will be living the true us, the real us inside of us, and not somebody else. So is the lesson, and so it is. God bless you.